Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Tea Talk with Angel, the belly dancing medium. Each Wednesday at 9 p.m., I present messages of inspiration and motivation and discuss topics from across the community. Callers are always welcome, and I'm happy to do on-air readings on every show. Sign up for news and updates at bellydancingmedium.com, and please remember to like my program before the show's over. Now sit down, pour a cup of tea, and join me for a fabulous and fun gathering.
Hello, are you there? Can you hear me?
Hi.
There you are. Yes, so I was talking away. I don't know if you could hear me. And I realized that I had to reboot my systems because I wasn't hearing people when I was catching them. So were you able to hear me at all?
No, I was not, unfortunately.
Okay, well, I'm going to put you on hold for a second. I'll come back and grab you. I want to go ahead and go through some of the things I said to get the show started. And so hold on one second. So I'm sorry about that. I don't know what happened. It's the spooky nature of the Halloween, which is what I said when I first got on, was that it is the last Wednesday of the month, which means that it is a couple days here before Halloween, and I am Angel, the belly dancing medium, here with you every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. I love working on this program with you guys, and I know that we have had a lot of challenges and soul-challenging experiences here in the last few weeks, few months, that have just made us stop and wonder what the heck kind of year is this. But to this week coming launches my favorite time of year. I got Halloween. For those of us here in the U.S., we got Thanksgiving, we got Christmas, and we got New Year's. Four times in the calendar where we are joyous and we step up and to the universe about what it is we want, what it is we want to do, and we're just about having happiness and joy. And then we got the solstice in there, the winter solstice, which is a time of creation. So this energy that we got coming into the next few months is powerful and poignant. And the ability to connect to spirit and focus on how to create what it is that you truly want in your life is the most important thing that I want to communicate with you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the first call here because we got started kind of late because our systems were all hinky and we don't want to delay because we got lots to talk about tonight. But I always like to bless the show with the first caller. So thank you for your patience and thank you for holding. That was the quick synopsis of what I spent 6 minutes of silence telling everybody about. So what can I, who am I talking to? What can I do for you this evening?
Thank you so much for taking my call, and it's fine. There's definitely, with Blog Talk, I feel like sometimes that happens, so I waited, and I'm glad I did.
Thank you for waiting. I appreciate that.
Yes. Well, I was calling tonight because I was hoping that my question is based on relationship right now, and currently I'm in a new relationship, and I'm not sure how I feel about it just yet, and I know that that's fine and well, and but I was just hoping that if you could give me any guidance, or my angels could come through and give me any guidance or just
so
intuition
what is
as to
the,
how to
what is,
navigate it.
Okay, so you're in a relationship now, is what you're saying. You're in a relationship
mm-hmm.
now.
It's a new relationship. Yes.
So it's a new relationship. And your question about the relationship is what is the question that you're looking for on this relationship?
Is it a relationship that's something that I should hold on to and really work for and towards, or is it something that's not really in my highest good to continue with?
Okay, that's an interesting question. And I can tell you this, when you usually ask the question like that, the answer is usually no, because there's something about it that doesn't feel like it's the one. So that I can just give you that insight that I get. So if you have if your intuition, your feeling is like, this is not the one, not everybody is the one, right? Not everybody is the one. Some people are the ones that help you get ready for the one, because we got to learn how to walk. We got to learn how to be in great relationships. I like to, when I work with people with relationships, I like to remind people that it's rare to be born, go off to school, live your life, go to high school, 16 years old, meet somebody, get out of high school, marry that person, and be with them for 70 years, and you guys die 3 months apart. That happens, but it's rare. For the rest of us, we have to go to school and go off and get jobs and move away, go into the military and have relationships, good ones, bad ones, and, you know, indifferent, and then one day meet the one and have a really glorious relationship. And part of that journey to meet that great relationship were the relationships that taught us how to be in a relationship, right? So you can be in a relationship and it not have the need to be the one. But we get into certain spaces where we feel like, oh, I need to be in a relationship. I need to be in a relationship. I really want to be in a relationship. And we meet somebody, like, I want this to be the relationship. But in your soul, it's like, I don't know if this is the one. The answer is usually it's not. But that doesn't mean this person's bad and it's not a bad relationship to be in right now. It's just not time for your relationship. Does that make sense? So that's kind of what I'm feeling as I connect to you, is like, this is a great relationship, but it's not the one. And that's not, those two sentences together is not a bad thing. Because you've got things you're still working on. You've got things you're still finishing up. And you're about to enter a new period in your life, going into 2018 is what I'm seeing. And this person, and you are not going to be traveling down the same road in like 6 to 9 months. You guys are going to be kind of going in different directions. And it's going to be fine. And then when you meet the next person, that person is going to be closer to what you need and what you really desire. Because this person's got some stuff missing. Not bad. Yeah. They just aren't the whole package. So if this one was the one, you would have to compromise. It doesn't look like you want to compromise. And you don't need to compromise. Does that make sense? So it's not a bad. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. You know. If you were to, if I was to tell you right now that you had the opportunity to create your life today, to like it was stopped. This is it. Like the board game is over. And your life right now as it is how you're going to be the rest of your life. The next 30, 40, 50 years is going to be where you are right now. Are you happy with that? Or do you want more?
I would like more, yeah.
Right. So you have still some growth that you're going to be going through because you have some goals out here that are just right there and you can feel it. And this person and you are not on the same mission. That make more sense? But for right now, it's wonderful and enjoy it, because it's a really great, it looks like you've got some spiritual growth you're going to do, engaging with a person. Looks like it's really fun, which it feels like you haven't had for a while. It just looks like a really fun relationship. Enjoy it.
Okay.
Don't enjoy it and be okay with it. Don't be disappointed that it's not the one, because in 6 months, you're going to be disappointed. If you guys got married right now, in 6 months, you're going to be disappointed.
Right. So just play it out day by day.
Have fun. It's like, this is what it feels like to me. This is what I'm getting. I'm getting that you are a really great person, that in the job and in the things that you do, it's all like laid out almost like OCD. It's like, this is all, this is done. These are all the, I'm going to check this off. You can't be that way with relationships. You got to let relationships happen. They just happen. There's no control. It just happens. But that's the joy of it. It's the one area of your life you can't control. You just got to let it happen. And that's something you got to learn. So it's like, this relationship is supposed to be there to help you learn that. So that when the relationship comes, you have that learning, and you have that space. You know, wake up one day and know that you don't have to work this hard in a relationship. And mm-hmm. it feels like even when this one's over, it's not going to be like a nasty. It's going to be, okay, well, I got to go over here, and I got to move over here, and I got to do this. And you're like, oh, well, I got to go over here, so let's be friends. It doesn't even feel like it's going to be a nasty kind of dramatic thing. It's just when it's time to move on, it'll be time to move on. And it's okay. Because mm-hmm. you are not right. done cooking. You're still percolating. And he's kind of done. He's kind of where he wants to be. Got a couple other things going on, but he's not looking as far and as high up as you are. And that would get mm-hmm. in the way. That would get in the way as you move in the future. That would get in the way. And that's what makes it feel like it's not the one. But doesn't mean mm-hmm. that you can't have a really great relationship with this person and enjoy it.
Okay.
Don't be in a hurry. Don't be in a hurry. Don't be in a hurry. Just let it happen. Enjoy it. It's been a long time since you've gone through the holiday seasons in a relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that
yeah.
sound wonderful? Doesn't that sound awesome? Now when you go to the parties and the gatherings, you're going to have somebody next to you, and that's something that you've been asking for, and this is your reward. So enjoy it, because you've earned it. You deserve it. And that's the way you should look at it. That you wanted a relationship that would make you feel wonderful, and that would make you feel warm, mm-hmm. that would make you feel like a prince, that all the stuff you wanted, that
mm-hmm.
and that's what this is. So let it go with the flow. Enjoy it. Just
okay.
let him pamper you. Like go with the flow, and also at the same time focus on those other things that you need to focus on. That makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. It really does.
Good, good, good.
Thank
Let me know
you.
How it goes. You're welcome. God bless you. You have fun. Sounds like you have yourself a good time. Enjoy.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You take care. Thank you for being patient.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So awesome. And I can tell you so many times when I work with people, we get caught up in our need to be in a relationship that we forget that every relationship that we're in right now may be the last relationship that we're in, or maybe the last relationship we're in before the next one, because relationships last or they don't last. There's no formula. There's no future telling. There's no fortune teller that can really look at you and say, hey, this relationship is going to last, because things change every day. Like, you're compatible with her, she's compatible with you, and the stars are in alignment, and the medium said it's going to be amazing, and the tarot card reader said it was going to be amazing, and then one day you go out and you say the wrong thing, and she slams the door in your face, and now you guys don't have a relationship anymore. Because we are the masters of our own destiny. We have free will, and we do the things that we do that get people mad at us. And there you are, and your relationship's not a relationship anymore, and she or he won't forgive you, and then there you go. So at the end of the day, the most important thing that you need to give to the universe and give to the divine and give to spirit to support you is to really lay out what it is that you want in your life. And that's what I do with my dream creation concept is like, if I could give you a magic pencil to draw out, map out your life the way you want it to be, and you could step outside of yourself and create it like a picture and say, this is the way that I want my life to be. This is where I want my life to be. Everything, the house that I want to live in, the job that I want to be in, the profession long-term, the hobbies that I want to engage in, the clothes I want to wear, the car I want to drive, and the dog that I want to have, the cat I want to have, the vacations that I engage in, the people that I encounter, the friendships that I have, the social life that I engage in, and yes, the spouse that is standing next to me. Through all this, if I could give you opportunity to create that in a picture, and you sat and mapped that all out and sat the piece of paper down, and I told you, now look at that, and I can make that happen to you, for you in a dream. What would it look like? And that's what there is to do in creating that dream life, that dream magic, creating that for yourself. And that includes that relationship. And when we ask for a relationship, especially when we've worked hard, and for many of us, you work hard, right? You go to school and you do a lot of things and focus on a lot of things to get your life to the next level or to achieve whatever goal that is that you want to achieve, whatever it is that you're trying to make happen in your life. We work really hard to do that, right? And you wake up one day and you realize for the past 5 years I've done nothing but work, and all of a sudden I realize that I'm lonely. And we want that relationship. All of a sudden we have a deep inherent need for a relationship. And so what ends up happening is everyone we encounter is the next relationship. That's what we do. Okay, this one's the next relationship. This guy's my next relationship. This girl's my next relationship. And if it doesn't work out, we internalize it and make it about ourselves. Honey, if you haven't had a relationship in a while, you probably need to learn how to be in a relationship again. And you may never have been in a really great relationship. You may have had some bad relationships, and that's why you stopped engaging with people. Now you want to reengage with people. So you got to figure out how to be in a great relationship. So sometimes the answers to your prayers, the answers to your requests, are people for you to engage in so that you can relearn how to be in a relationship. And I got to tell you, sometimes you just got to open your arms, close your eyes, throw your head back, look up to the universe and say thank you for this really great relationship. Let your heart sing for a minute. That's your reward. That is your reward for the hard work, the pain, the suffering, just the continuous drudge on the wheel of life that you've burned your hands on the metal and you've sweat and your feet hurt because you've worked so hard and now you want to open up and you're ready to get in a relationship. It's like, I want to meet Mr. Right right now. Let yourself play. Enjoy. Because that's part of the reward. Relearn what it's like to be completely supported and treated with love and respect, and learn how to give that back so that when that perfect person comes, boom, you're ready to engage in a great relationship. I'm going to take the next caller as I preach on and on and on. This is Angel. Who am I speaking with?
My name's Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Indiana.
I was like, what can I do for you this evening?
Okay. Yesterday I had surgery. I was just wondering who is like in the operating room with me in spirits, or any relatives are in the operating room with me when I had surgery yesterday.
Did you feel like somebody was there with you? Is that what you're asking, or you just want to know?
I kind of want to know, but I was kind of nervous because it was my first surgery.
Okay, so I didn't quite catch that. So there's a reason I'm asking. So do you feel like somebody was there, you said, yes? Or you just want to know?
I just want to know.
Okay, got it. All right, cool. What was your name again? You said Nicole?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm engaging with your energy, when I'm feeling a female presence.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? Okay. A female presence, kind of a, I won't say an older woman, but she feels a little heavier, I would say. So it's a female energy. It doesn't feel like a feels motherly, but not a motherly, like an aunt or a great aunt or something like that in spirit there with you. And this person's with you all the time. This person wasn't just with you in the room. This person's with you all the time. This person is has what I would call a little different kind of sense of humor, kind of I wouldn't call it a practical joker, but somebody who has a little bit of a twisted sense of humor around just the more kind of cynical things in life that are kind of obscure or different. So this is the type of person that would move keys around and stuff like that. If you ever can't find anything, that's what this person is. So I'm not sure if that sounds familiar, but that's what I'm seeing. So if that's not something that sounds familiar, one of the things I would encourage you to do would be to look into your family history, because that's what it feels like. So it feels like a generation up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it feels like. And it doesn't feel like a direct connection. So it doesn't feel like a parental energy. So that's what it feels more like. It feels maternal. Is your mother still with you?
Yeah, my mom was with me when
yeah.
I was.
Does she have your sister? Does she have a sister or an aunt that's in spirit?
She has a lot of aunts in spirit. I can't pinpoint one of them.
This one is not. It's a little rounder in the face, and just kind of that aunt that cuts straight to the point, a little cynical, kind of that bitey laugh. That's what it feels like. It stays around you, and it feels like stays around you to create an energy of empowerment. Little bit of victim energy going around you right now. I don't know what that's about. A little bit of trying to get things done, and things are stuck, and you feel attacked or victimized, or like you can't, or you're struggling with something. That's what it feels like, and that's kind of what her energy is for. There to support you and let you know that you are here, that you have power. Take your power back and get out there and do the things that you've been put here to do. So she's that person. Just do it. That's who she is. So that's mm-hmm. what I'm getting. So you might want to mm-hmm. look into that and see if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But this energy is with you all the time.
I was hoping it would be my grandmother, because her mom, my mom's mom, and me mm-hmm. were very close. And also my mother-in-law, maybe.
Well, what I see is it feels so... So, like, I'm really close with my mother. She's mm-hmm. like, we're like sisters. We're like best friends. So if something mm-hmm. were to happen to one of us, knock on wood, it would probably feel mm-hmm. like a sister. It would probably feel like a sister energy, because I'm not mm-hmm. feeling like this is mm-hmm. Now, who did you say? Your grandmother? I'm not feeling a mother connection.
Yeah, my grandma.
I'm not feeling a grandparent connection. I'm feeling more like an aunt mm-hmm. connection. On the maternal side. Mm. So if they were that close, you know, this is a radio. It's difficult over the radio. It's not the same as in person, or if I was dealing with you over the phone. But that makes sense, because that's what I got. It was maternal, and it felt like a sister energy. And if they were that close, that's what it was. Was your grandmother kind of cynical and kind of laughy and kind of warm and but a little kind of dig from time to time, like, hey, you know, was she that person?
She was the kind of person that reminded me of the 1950s mom. She was very warm, she was very caring, mm-hmm. Very loving, and she was mm-hmm. all into her family.
Mm-hmm. Well, that she was a 1950s mom, because that's when she came up, correct? So that's very possible. Mm-hmm. That's her. So this is what there is to do if you want to connect to her, because that's what it feels like, is you're going to want to just find something that you connect with that reminds you of her, and sit mm-hmm. in contemplation. Make sure that you, whether it's in meditation or just in prayer or whatever kind of energy works for you, sit in contemplation mm-hmm. and connect with that necklace or whatever that is that they're showing me, connect with it, and make sure that you call in whatever light energies that connect with you, whether it's the archangels, whether it's the divine spirit. Call in the light energy first. Do not use tools mm-hmm. that you're unfamiliar with, and please don't use Ouija boards or anything like that, but connect to the divine spirit first, or the archangels first. Michael specifically is a really great energy to clear the space and give you protection, to make sure that anything that you're connecting with is in the light. And just take that item mm-hmm. and put it in your hand and ask to communicate with her. And it may just be a brush on the side of your cheek you may feel. It may just be a wind blowing. It may just be an impression that you feel. Mm-hmm. It may be a craving for a food that she used to cook, you know what I mean? But you will get something, mm-hmm. and in time, it'll be more present, and you'll start to feel her presence more, because that's what it feels like to me. It feels like to me that you are wanting to have her presence there, and that's why I was asked, did you feel it, or are you just wanting to confirm mm-hmm. she was there?
Well, I've been thinking about it, too, and I've been thinking about it, too, and also the heavy set woman I never met my mother-in-law, but I've heard a lot about it. Actually, before my mother-in-law passed, I met my husband right before my mother-in-law passed or whatever. And she was like a heavy set woman. So I've heard a lot about her, though.
Hey, I don't know, because the person that I saw that I'm feeling felt like it was on your, it was maternal on your side. That's what the, I felt like. If it doesn't feel like you had that strong a connection to your mother-in-law as you did with this person. So that's what it felt like. But again, it's difficult over the radio, and we've just started talking. So it's perfectly the best thing to do, just to be sure so that you can confirm for yourself, would be to go ahead and, you know, try that. They keep telling me about a necklace. Did you get a necklace? Did your, do you have a necklace that belonged to your grandmother?
No, but my mom gave me a necklace that it's a cross for my birthday. And I wear it sometimes.
Is it a new, is it a new necklace, or is it an heirloom?
It's a new necklace I got.
Okay, so this is, there's some kind of a necklace or a charm or a bracelet. There's some kind of a piece of jewelry. It's not like a piece of, doesn't necessarily be a piece of fine jewelry, but there's something with this person's energy on it that you have access to that they keep pointing to, and it doesn't look like it's a, like a, it just looks like a little piece of costume jewelry. It doesn't look like anything fancy. But find that. You'll know it when you see it.
Okay.
That's what I keep hearing. You'll know it when you see it. So just find that. That'll help make the connection. But anything will do. But if you want to make the connection, there's two things that I would say. You know, I gave you the tool to use. Go ahead and do that. But the other thing you want to know is, my friend, is why do you need to make the connection? Because that's important. You know, she's been on your mind. You know, why do you need to make the connection? Is there something going on that you want to get some guidance on? Or is there, or is this like an anniversary of something coming up? Are you going through something? That's the first thing. That's the first thing you're going to want to do is come to kind of come to an understanding of what it is that you want to make this connection so that you can achieve that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My mom's been talking about a lot about her. And like I said, I've been thinking about it, and plus her anniversary stuff is coming up. It's in November, so
And that's usually what the thing is. And so we often will want to connect to our loved ones at the time, you know, around the times of their passing, because of our need. Because they're fine. We move on to spirit, and after we get into spirit, we're fine. It's our, those of us who are left behind, and what our needs are. Because we miss our loved one. And so you want to get kind of some kind of connections that you can get some resolution and you can feel her. And then you want to feel her more often if that's somebody that you kind of like having in your space. And so it helps to know that, that you can, you know, get what there is. You can say what you need to know. You can connect with someone that can help you do that, whether you have someone in your community that's a really great medium that you can work with. I'm happy to work with you if you'd like, but I'm not in Indiana. I do remote work, and I'm happy to work with you if you'd like. You can contact me, and I encourage you to do that. Drop me an email and let me know. We can do it on the phone, or I can do a Skype thing even with your whole family, or you can find somebody there locally. But if you really want to make the connection, so that you can plug in and grow the connections, so that you can, you know, have conversations. That's really cool. It hurts to lose loved ones, but it's really cool when you can maintain the connection if you guys are that close. I hope that helped.
Okay.
Did that help?
All right. Well, yes. Thank you so much.
All right. You have a wonderful evening. God bless you.
Thank you. All right. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. That was really wonderful. And I want you guys to know that it is okay to want to engage with people who are no longer with us. Like I can tell you that I have absolutely no nothing to say to people who feel like that's not something there is to do. And I had somebody get upset once because they don't understand why people like me are out there kind of helping people. And it's not to take advantage of people's grief. It's not to do anything of that sort. We just are lost, and people want to be able to connect and just to get that last opportunity to say something. And whether it's through a therapist or through a support system, I think there's a lot of value to that. So don't feel bad if you feel like you want to make that connection. Just be very careful with who you decide to connect with. One of our my sister practitioners had her show earlier this Monday, and she reminded the listeners that you got to be careful who you work with, because there's a lot of people out there that aren't doing really good work, and they cost a lot of money, and so when it's all done, you don't get what you need. You actually can be damaged, and now you've spent money and you feel horrible, and that's not what people want. What you need to do if you decide you want to work with somebody is do the research, figure out if their energy resonates with you, take on their free get to know you session if they have one, take on their free mini session for 30, 40, 50 bucks if they have it, get some information if that's what you need, and if you feel like they resonate with you, then work with them so they can help you work through what you need to work through, because this stuff we're holding on to sometimes will be the stuff that keeps us from getting to our goal in life, whatever that dream is. And your job is to achieve your desired outcome, because that's what the divine wants for you. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I talking to?
Hi, my name is Ashiel.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. What can I do for you tonight?
I also have a relationship question.
You're not in a relationship right now?
No, I've been alone for a little while, but now I'm ready. You know,
oh, you're
ready? Yeah.
Are you
it's been a little while. Yeah, I took some time off, and, you know, and, I'm ready, you know. So I'm trying to see if anybody comes my way. Yeah.
Oh, God, that's awesome sauce.
Yeah, you got to be ready. If you're not ready for those things, you know, it never works out, you know.
So what is it that you're looking for? So you've got, what is your first name? Say your first name again for me, please.
Ashiel, A-S-H-I-L.
And so I'm just going to, just to connect, I like to pull some angel cards just to get the juices going. Yeah, you sure are. Oh my gosh, now you're ready. You didn't just take some time off. You cleaned up stuff. You did some work.
Yep.
Did some work. I mean, you like almost shifted who you are completely and healed and it looks like you like took yourself on and by the throat. Just made some really hard changes about who you are as a person, and oh my goodness, I got to commend you for that. You definitely, you when you say you're ready for everything. You're not just ready for a relationship. You're ready to take on the world. You really are. You did what a lot of people don't have the courage to do. So good for you. Wow, you really And so the energy, the Christ energy comes through for you. Like the card that I is the miracle card, was meaning that everything you ask for, you're going to receive. So you want a relationship that's going to come to you, and you're being asked to do three things. One is they want you to sit down and cipher out. You say you've done it one more time, just to make sure you're clear. Cipher out everything that you want in this relationship. Looks, temperament, profession, goals, everything. Because you're in a magical manifestation phase. You can make anything happen that you want to have happen. And then honor yourself by knowing that this person, put yourself in the present, knowing this person is going to be made available to you now, and then be thankful, okay? Thank you for bringing this person to me. And close your eyes and open your eyes, and you will see that person right in front of you. And I know that that sounds really funny, because it's not like a magic trick. Like, you're not going to hang up from this call, right? Do those three things, close your eyes and open, and there the person will be. But it really is going to feel like that. Before the end of this year, you're going to have this person in your life. If you really sit and make it clear what you are, you can make a lot of things happen. And I mean, dude, I have never seen anyone's energy in my face that showed such a shift in where you are from where you were.
I did it, not in that relationship, even my career, everything, you know, switch everything, you know, just like open to take a different direction, you know.
That is really cool. And I see, this is what I'm seeing, feet. So it's like you're walking, and as you walk, you turn right. You're going to turn right, and something says, don't turn right, turn left. It's like you have this little voice that says, no, turn left. And you turn left. When you turn left, the person's standing right in front of you. So you need to, as you do the work, you need to to make sure that you stay grounded every day. Stay grounded and make sure that you stay focused in being grounded. And then start, get connected to that little inner voice.
Yeah, my intuition, little inner voice
so that you can know when it starts talking to you. Because it's going to tap you on the shoulder. And it's going to be just like in the movies. A person's going to drop something. You're going to reach down and help them pick it up. And your eyes are going to meet like, oh, that's what it feels like. So you got to be aware. You got to be aware. But that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing that this connection will happen before the end of the year. And it looks like this is the one. You know, so the earlier caller, it's like, that's not the one. Just enjoy it. This is the next person that you connect with is the one. But you got to be, conscious.
Yeah, actually, that's what I've been asking for. So I'm glad that you know, because that's what I've been. I didn't want to call the universe. I'm not gonna settle with anyone until the right one. That's what I've been alone for so long. You know, a lot of people wanted to date me, but once I see the sign that it wasn't what I'm looking for, I was just okay. No, I'm just gonna stay still until the right one comes along. And you know, I wrote it down. And you know, I kind of pray over it, so to speak. You know, I give a description of what I was looking for. So every time somebody came, you know, and they didn't have what I was looking for, even though a lot of them were attractive, I was just going to let it go and just keep on going. Because I felt like I already put, you know, give it to the universe out there. So I just had to have faith and trust. So it took a long time, but, you know.
Let me ask you.
Let's keep the faith. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. What is this writing that you have going on, this writing thing? Do you have a project that you're trying to finish or that you've been thinking about doing that has something to do with writing, like a book
the only thing that I do, it's funny you say that I'm writing, is just my dreams. I don't know why. You know, something was just telling me to write. You know, sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night, I have this dream, I just write it down. So it doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but I just write it down. So I have a book next to it.
Okay. Continue to do that. There's something coming to you in this writing. So continue to do that and write it down when the stuff comes to you. Just keep doing this. Something's going to come. There's a blessing or some sort of inspiration. Something's coming to you that's going to be important. And it looks like something that's going to either evolve into some creative process. I don't know why that looks like a movie. So just continue to write things down. There's something that's coming from this. So I was told to tell you that. So I would love to hear from you to find out how things went, how things are going.
Yeah.
That's a really super cool.
Yeah.
Super cool. I wish you luck, and you can reach me at bellydancingmedium.com. So I would love to hear from you, see how you're doing, see what's going on, to see if you where you are with this person. And maybe we'll have another marriage out of the community, because we had one earlier this year.
You know,
so we have another one.
You know, I did ask the universe for a marriage. So I want to settle down and get married. So.
Oh, okay. Maybe I should hook you up with the other caller.
You know, I was specific. I wrote it down. And, you know, this is a matter of years. This is like, I think it took a long time. But, you know, I just had faith. And I just, you know, sometimes I feel like the universe, you want to make sure that that's what you really want. So I was okay. You know, people came my way with what I was looking for, so I kind of let it go. You know, it gets lonely, but you just have to have faith, you know.
You have to be patient. And you wake up one day and there they are. So don't stress out. Stay, keep focused. Keep that dream magic going. And keep writing that stuff down. And you're going to see this person manifest before you really fast. Mark my word and let me know how that goes.
I will. Again, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Take care. Thank you for holding. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Super, super cool. I do have a couple more callers. Don't go away. I just have a couple of things that I want to take care of real quick. I just want to remind you that this Sunday I have my I want you to go to my webpage, bellydancingmedium.com, and you're going to see right there there's a Wake Up Connect link on the home page. Go there, and there's a little registration. A little registration page. I will be posting the link on the New Age Guild Facebook page and on my Facebook page here in about 15 minutes when the show ends, so that you can get the dial-in number. If you missed that for some reason, you can go ahead and enter your information and register for the event there. You'll either need the dial-in link or you'll need to register to get the invitation sent to you to be able to participate in the webinar. This is a free webinar. And in this webinar, I'm going to take you through what I call the steps of opening up to your connection to the divine, to creating your life in a perfect dream. This is my passion, and I'm very, very focused on making sure I can help as many people as I can get clear, specific information each day of their lives. And we can't accomplish miracles in one call, right? But what I want to do is set you off at a call to action to set your life forward by building that connection, strengthening that connection, grounding yourself, and being in tune as clear as possible. Call will include an exercise that I've developed to open your soul through the Akashic Records. I'm going to give you an opportunity to accept that you have the freedom to release your negative vibe, negative energy that may be standing in your way. I'm going to teach you a basic system check to get your energy centers nice and clear so that you can identify what your blockers are. And that's what I call the things that are kind of in your way. Give you some tools to create balance and harmony in all your systems. And then, yes, I'll do a group clearing and what I call my soul ignition. And I will give readings here and there for what time will be allowed. So you'll have an opportunity to engage with me. That this is free. Do it once a month. You can come every single month if you like. And this is our second one. The first one I had to postpone. So for those of you who missed it, I invite you to play with me on the call this Sunday. So go to my website, which is linked here on the radio show, bellydancingmedium.com. You'll see right there on the homepage, my Facebook page. Please do me a favor and go to my Facebook page and like my Facebook page. And at the end of the day, you'll see the link. Matter of fact, it's there right now. You'll see the link. You'll click there and you can come in and enjoy participating in the call Sunday, 12:30 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Oh, hello, Angel. My name is Anne. How are you?
I'm fine, Anne. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Thank you.
What can I do for you this beautiful Wednesday evening?
Well, there is a guy who's younger than me. You know,
ooh,
he's younger than me, and I really like him. I was wondering if you see that there will be any romantic development, or even if he likes me. I don't know, but I'm very attracted to this person.
Can I have a first name?
Chris.
Chris? Okay. All right.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I haven't received anything. I just was like, Chris. So you're being asked to release the stress. I get it. I see what it is. His age has nothing to do with anything. He may be younger, but it's you know how people always talk about somebody who's got an old soul? That's his thing. He's younger, but not younger. And at the end of the day, it doesn't mean anything because you're not actually your age. You know, you're kind of younger. So they brought somebody to you that kind of can engage with you at a level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he's exactly kind of what you need. So there's like this big stress around his age, and you're being asked not to stress on that.
The age. No, I'm not stressing about the age. I just don't know if he has any feelings. If he feels any chemistry with me or if there would be any
development. Well, it feels like
development.
I'm kidding, he does.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he does, but I feel like he doesn't know what to do with you. Because, you know, you're not an easy person to read yourself, you know, in terms of – it's like you guys are both going through the same thing. I don't know, does he, does she? So he's kind of standoffish and pulled back, yeah. But he's also at the same time, sometimes he's not, and that's why it's confusing. So just take it slow. I'm not getting that it's a bad relationship. I'm not getting that it's like the most ideal relationship in terms of like, are you guys going to be together 10 years, 15 years? But I'm not getting that it's, you know, not a good connection. I'm getting that there is a mutual attraction. I'm getting that this person is a good connection for now. And I'm getting that it'll wake you up. I keep feeling like you need this. You need to be able to kind of have a connection with somebody to help you kind of move into the next phase of your life. So I'm getting all kinds of positive stuff. So if your question is, are there feelings there? The answer is yes. If your question is, yes, go ahead.
My question, yes. If he will make any moves even to ask me out, anything. Or it will just stay the same, or it will just fade away like that. So,
it'll slowly move into something. You might have to make the first move. He's a little intimidated by you, just a little. And I know it's difficult for you to see that, but he is. So it's like he might have to say, you might have to give him an opening, I guess is a good way of putting it.
I have doubts. That's why I'm not going to give.
You guys are both kind of feeling the same. So,
do you feel that he's in the commitment with someone?
I'm not seeing a commitment. I'm not saying that he's not talking to people, but I'm not seeing a commitment. Does that make sense?
So you don't think that he's married? Because I was under the impression that maybe he is even married.
I don't see a commitment when I look at his energy and how he engages with. That's not what I'm seeing. But I'm not seeing that he's not seeing people. I'm not saying that there's no other energies that he's connected to, but I don't see a commitment.
Yeah.
But for you, what you need to do is you need to decide if this is something, because you got to put some work on this one. He needs an opening. If he needs to know that he can get in. And if you don't know that you want to do this, then you know. So now you're on notice. It's like you guys are kind of at a standoff. He's waiting for you. You're waiting for him. But you're taking a position where you're not going to do that. You're waiting for him to come to you. And if he's stressing out a little bit about that, and he doesn't know if he wants to do that, then that just lets you know that perhaps it's not time. And you just leave it alone for now. And see what happens moving forward, and just know that you need to put your energies in other places, because you can't make somebody do something that they're not quite ready to do. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I think, because it's been, I've seen him several times and he's not making much moves. So
yeah.
I really doubt that if I'll do something, this will help.
Yeah.
And probably that's he's a little bit scared of the age difference.
Yeah, and that's the intimidation that I'm feeling, and when I look at it. So if that doesn't work for you to kind of give him a little bit of a nudge, that's fine too. There's nothing wrong with that. That's fine too. If that's okay, if that works for you, just know that he's there and he's a great connection. You guys have a warm friendship, and if he does get up the courage, that's awesome. But if you don't, then, you've got other opportunities.
I wouldn't say we have a warm friendship. It just, we just have a connection, but I wouldn't say we have a warm friendship.
Well, that's the energy I felt when I connected to it. It feels warm, okay? It does. There's warmth there. Now, you may
maybe,
not feel it.
Maybe how I feel about him, but I didn't feel that he feels very warm about me.
That's what I'm feeling when I look at it, okay? But he doesn't know what to do with it, and I can't change what I see when I look at it. But if it's not something that you want to engage anymore, if you don't want to be the person that puts any more energy into it, you don't have to. You definitely don't have to. Then just know that and be okay with it. Thank him for his presence. When you do your meditation, thank him for his presence, and then kind of ask the universe for the next one to come, and know that. When you ask for the person that you're looking for, and one of the things that you're looking for is someone who's going to take more initiative, because you don't want to do, you want somebody who's going to come to you, and that right there is perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with that. If that's what you want and that's what you desire, because that's what you deserve.
Yeah, I'm just used to a little bit different kind of man. I
like to
people who call me, talk to me, try to find any reason to talk to me. I'm just a different person. I do not like to chase anyone.
Right, right, And that's perfectly fine. So you know that you've said that out loud, and you deserve that. You don't want to compromise that, right? You do not want to compromise that, because you don't want to compromise that. Now that you know you don't want to compromise that, you know that this person doesn't have everything that you want, because that element's important to you, and that's perfectly fine. It's like you're shopping at the store, and you looked at a pair of shoes. These shoes are really nice. You tried them on. They look really pretty. They go with everything you have, but you stood up, and they're just a little tight in the toes. It's like, well, I would take them, but they're just a little tight, so not today. I'm going to look for another pair of shoes. It doesn't mean anything. It just means that they were really nice, and I would love to have had them. Unfortunately, this is just not going to work. And just look for the next pair of shoes. It's okay. It really is okay, because you know that you have to compromise for this one to go the way you want it, to the way you're kind of hoping it would go. And you don't want to compromise. That's what I'm hearing.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. All righty. So I'm going to finish up here, and I want to finish up with a couple of things. It's always hard to give information when people don't want to hear or don't want to connect or feel like it's not coming the way it was supposed to come. And I definitely don't want to give you anything that isn't real. You know, I'm known as cutting to the chase, but at the end of the day, it's there's two things that you can do. You can receive information to the answer the question that you want to ask, or you can just get what you want to hear, which is not going to serve you. And I want to make sure that I give you something that's going to serve you. And that's the reason why I do what I do. And it's really difficult sometimes for us to see what we need to hear until we've completed the process. And I have been guilty of this myself, because I'm human, and we're going through our process, and we go through everything, and it's negativity or whatever it is we're going through, and it's painful, and we ask for a conclusion, we ask for why we're doing it, maybe we go see a practitioner, or we talk to somebody, they give us the information, it's not what we want to hear. A year later, 6 months later, 2 years later, we complete the process, and we get to the end, that was what that person says, and we are delighted to be in it. We go, oh, okay, I see. So I want you to understand, I need you to understand, I need you to accept that everything that comes to you because the divine wants you to have it. And you have the opportunity to create your life in whatever it is that you want to create, in finances, in education, in career, in home, in love, in everything. All you have to do is open your heart, wake up your soul, and get the connection that you need to reveal your life's joy. And if something that you're doing is not 100% satisfying you, where you feel you have to compromise and you don't want to compromise, don't compromise. We choose to compromise our lives. We choose to not allow everything to come to us. It is not frustrating. It is not in any way demeaning to who you are and what you desire to wish more for yourself. Especially in matters of the heart, a life partner is just that, the person who's going to be in partnership in your life for the rest of your existence on this planet, be that 2 years, 22 years, or 202 years. And I want that person to be the most ideal person that's going to create a space in your life where you are complete. 1 + 1 = 2, that this person absolutely completes you without compromise. So that doesn't mean perfection, because sometimes we will look at somebody like, oh, well, you know, he does that, but that's okay. I'm not talking about that compromise. I'm not talking about the way he stirs his coffee and picks his teeth. That's superficial, silly things. I'm talking about the things that are really important to us, that without that creates displeasure and discomfort in our lives. I am Angel. I am here to support and help you, and I love you. And your life is filled with love and joy. All you got to do is open your eyes and claim it. All you got to do is wake up and grab it. All you got to do is wake up and connect. Join me this Sunday at 12:30 for my Wake Up and Connect call. Go to my website. You'll find the link there. Go to my Facebook page, and you'll find the link to the invitation itself. join me. Let's have some fun. Let's create your life in the glorious space that it belongs to. Go to my Soul Journey Principle link on my website and find out all kinds of things that I can do to support you in your journey. And know this, nothing that you desire is impossible. Anything is possible. The only thing that's limiting your life and your dreams are the limitations you create in your mind. And let us not live our lives in limitation. Let us live our lives without limits. God bless you. Take care and have an amazing and joyous, happy, happy Halloween.